Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How is it going, guys? I hope your businesses are good. Actually, this is my last day in Bulgaria, so unfortunately I have to return back to Macedonia. Anyhow, for today, I actually have an entrepreneurial lesson to share. And I think that this is actually for my son, for Metodia. So I hope he'll listen to it when he grows up, because it was a really nice, interesting thing that happened. So, Metodia, this is an entrepreneurial lesson for you.
Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
Interestingly, I'm convincing my son to start understanding money. He's 5.5 years, so he still doesn't understand the concept of money. But when we were in Greece, I started like, well, if you do this, I'll buy you an ice cream. If you do that, I'll buy you something else, or a toy, or whatever. And now in Bulgaria, we took it a step further. We've introduced the coins. So in Bulgaria, they use lefts, which is like one left is half a euro. But interestingly, we've introduced the coins. I got some change, like 10, 20 lefts into a single coin. So we were like, you know what, if you take care of your brother for half an hour, you're gonna get a lef. Or if you clean the room, like, I don't know, collect your clothes that you're throwing everywhere or stuff, you're gonna get a lef. And he changed his mindset completely, like waking up, washing himself, and you know what, like cleaning the clothes and sorting and folding them. And he learned how to fold, by the way, and he's 5.5. But you know, when you're expecting a coin, you're negotiating. So if you clean this, you're gonna get the coin. If you do that, you're gonna get the coin. And then I increased the dosage. So I said, you know what, now we're switching to education. If you want to get a coin, you'll have to write the numbers 1 to 10, 10 times, because yeah, summer is now, but in September it will be his first year at school, so he starts elementary, and they're gonna learn letters, numbers and stuff. But I want him to start getting used to sitting in one place and doing homework and stuff. So if you do the numbers, you're gonna get a coin. If you, I don't know, do calculations, you're gonna get the coin. If you do the coloring, you're gonna get the coin. And the funny part comes now, is that I started treating him as a laborer. Like, you know, he has jobs now, daily activities that if he performs, he gets paid. The reason what for his motivation is that when we go to the Black Sea, there is like a Kinder play where you pay 7 lefts for half an hour, so the kids will go and play with each other and everything is on air, so they jump, they have fun. So for me it was like, well, you know what, if you collect yourself 7 lefts, you can go to the playground whenever you want. And I can see his eyes sparkling, like, how many coins I have, counting, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I need 3 more. So what should I do in order to get 3 more? So he started the entrepreneurial mindset. Wait for it, it's a bit longer story, but he started doing the entrepreneurial. Like, daddy, do you want to get a back massage? Well, it will cost you a coin. And I was like, okay, I'll give you a coin to do a back massage. So he did that. And then, mommy, do you need anything from downstairs that I can pick it up? Or do you need something that I can do for you to get some money out of it? And interestingly, he got to the 8 lefts, he even got 1 extra. So I was like, you know what, now you have a choice. You can choose to go to the playground, or you can buy yourself a toy, or you can buy yourself donuts, or you can buy yourself ice cream. However, you cannot do all of them. I mean, the whole concept of introducing the money to him is to understand the scarcity and the opportunity cost, by the way, because if you have 7 lefts and if you spend it on one thing, you cannot automatically spend on another thing, so you're depriving yourself from the rest and you need to choose. And the choosing was actually for me the most important here, because if he's a spoiled kid, he'll be like, I want ice cream, I like donuts, I want to go to the playground, I want. And I mean, don't get me wrong, 7 lefts is like 3.5 euros. We're not talking about big money, but the mindset is actually the thing that was important. So, long story short, I started raising a capitalist. He started looking for opportunities. He started doing home chores, like helping us with the apartment, just in order to get the money. Now, it would have been a nice story if it ended here, but I want to raise entrepreneurs. I don't want to raise people that now they're gonna start looking to work 8 hours per day and then get a salary and then plan how to spend it. We went to the store, we went to the play garden, but there were actually two playgrounds, so I took him to the second one. And he was so excited, so he gave me the 7 coins, and he went for a whole hour even. But little did he know that the second playground was actually free. It was like inside the bar, so if you just had drinks, the kids can play for free. The first one that he went was really 7 lefts for half an hour, and he saw me paying for that, and that's what he assumed, that well, all the playgrounds are actually 7 lefts per hour, per half an hour. So the entrepreneurial part here is that me and my wife got a free drink, actually got free beers, while our son was paying for it with his hard-earned money. And don't get me wrong, of course we're gonna give him the money back. It was not the moral of the story. But the moral of the story is that after 5 years, he's listening to this podcast, is that yes, one way to make money is to work, to do activities, to solve other people's problems. But the more entrepreneurial way is that if you want to achieve something, you can find people who can help you achieve that. So if you know that the second one was for free, you didn't even need to work for the money. You could just say, Mommy, Daddy, I know you really want to have a glass of cold beer. Let's go to that bar. And while you're enjoying your beer, I can actually play in the playground. See the change in perception? Well, I'm still proud for Metodia for now, because he started understanding the concept of money and the coins, and prioritizing what he wants to buy and what he doesn't. But the next stage is to start looking at opportunities and how you can change the game around so you can get what you need. I thought that was a word of a sharing, because I'm building an entrepreneur and he has to start earning his money. And through the process of earning money, he has to understand that there are multiple ways how you can achieve your dreams. Whether it's through hard work and getting money, whether it's to mixing 2 and 3 people that need some value and you can get what you need for free. But that's entrepreneurship, finding opportunities in others' problems. That's all I had for today, guy. I was really impressed because he now does the coins and counting and everything. But also, I was laughing at myself when I just sit with my wife, use the 7 lefts to have two pints of beer. And I was like, wow, now my son actually worked for this money and now we can actually enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, at the end I'll give him back, but I really like the point. That's all I had for today. And Metodia, if you're listening to this when you're grown up, don't get mad. It was a good investment. We enjoyed the beer. And for the others, this is a good example of how to start thinking as an entrepreneur. How to connect the dots and figure out opportunities that are not obvious to the common people, but actually to entrepreneurs who can do miracles with no money, actually. That's my point, guys. And do have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episode on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.